Live for the No Panic Zone, I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Monday, January the 18th, 2021. Good to have you here. Appreciate you stopping. And here are three big things you need to know for hour number two. Number three, COVID-19 vaccines, as I've been telling you, are being thrown in the trash by the tens of thousands. Are you really surprised? I mean, this is government health care, after all. What'd you expect to have happen? Number two, the truth about the last 5 years of progressive rage going to be released today. 10,000 pages of information released at the direction of President Trump means we'll get the whole story on how the FBI, DOJ, and foreign governments were tangled up in the 2016 election and beyond. And number one, censorship in America. It's going mainstream. CNN and MSNBC, companies that exist because of the First Amendment, are on the side of destroying it. Strange but true. And they aren't the only media companies hell-bent on destroying the First Amendment and imposing censorship and deciding what you can see, read, and hear. You see, they're better able to decide what you're allowed to understand, the information you're allowed to get. They can decide for you. You see, as a citizen, it's above your pay grade. How frightening is that, right? How frightening is it that this open call for censorship is being amplified in the Washington Post, in the New York Times, in other papers around this country, and on former news networks, alleged news networks like MSNBC and CNN. In fact, here's what CNN had to say about the open call for censorship. It happened yesterday. Everyone's free game soon. Wake up, America. Bite three. Go.
We have to turn down the capability of these conservative influencers to reach these huge audiences. There are people on YouTube, for example, that have a larger audience than daytime CNN, and they are extremely radical and pushing extremely radical views. And so it's up to the Facebooks and YouTubes in particular to think about whether or not they want to be effectively cable networks for disinformation. And then we're going to have to figure out the OANN and Newsmax problem. You know, that these companies have freedom of speech, but I'm not sure we need Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, and such to be bringing them into tens of millions of homes. This is allowing people to seek out information if they really want to, but not pushing it into their faces, I think is where we're going to have to go here.
Oh, these extremely radical conservative voices. They must be silenced. Silence! You will not speak? Who do you think you are, thinking on your own? Enough. Sit down. Welcome to the next 4 years. Good to have you along for the conversation. Oh, wait, there will be no conversation. And by the way, what are some of these crazy fringe ideas? Crazy fringe ideas like looking at the election and saying, now, wait a second. This doesn't make sense. Why are people pulling ballots from underneath the table? What's going on? Could we get an explanation of what's happening here? How did all these mail-in ballots end up here with no chain of custody as required by law? How did that happen? Can we ask about that? No. No, you may not. And if you do, we'll yank you off from Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. How dare you? Let's go back in time, shall we? MSNBC, January 2017, 4 years ago. Chris Hayes sitting down with Michael Moore, both demanding that the electors of the Electoral College ignore the vote. They weren't censored, pulled off the air, and challenged as far-left radical ideas. Bite seven. Listen for yourself.
I think there are people who are pushing very hard who think that because of some of the constitutional perils of the Emoluments Clause, because of the popular vote margin, because of a fundamental, they think, threat to liberal democracy, that electors should be persuaded and pressured on Monday to part with what their pledge is and vote against Donald Trump.
Yes, they absolutely should do that. Absolutely. I believe right now that there are electors. They only need 38 of them who have a conscience or who are worried about a man who won't attend the daily security briefings, who we now know Russia was trying to help get elected. I mean, can you imagine if you or I had been running for office and they showed that the Iranians were somehow involved in helping you or me get elected? What would happen to you or me, Chris? I'm just curious. What would happen?
I think it would be a totally chill situation.
completely discredited, by the way. Those documents come out in full today, 10,000 pages, declassified by President Trump at the end of last week. 10,000 pages of how the FBI, the DOJ, and others conducted themselves. Unredacted, by the way. Unredacted, 10,000 pages coming today. Oh, by the way, on the topic of political violence and threats aimed at the electors for the Electoral College in 2016, let's step back in time again. Let's relook at everything that happened then, because today, far-right voices, which they consider me to be far-right, crazy, right? Normal voices, common-sense voices, people that were raised here that work hard, tell the truth, look out for their families, ask questions about things that don't look right. Ask questions? How dare you ask a question about our elections? All right. Let's go to bite number six. What happened to the electors in 2016, 2017, the electors for Donald Trump? What happened to them? Listen.
Myself and other electors received thousands of letters, emails, Facebook messages. I got 3,000 letters to my house in the last 3 days. It's been pretty crazy. And unfortunately, I've received death threats. People talking about putting a bullet in the back of my mouth, burning my family, sending me pictures of a noose, and saying that if I don't vote for Hillary Clinton, they'll get me. Just some really nasty, disappointing messages from people from across the country.
And were websites shut down for that? Did Facebook censor people? How about Twitter? Did the folks on the media say, my gosh, we've got to stop this radical, far-left, progressive conversation because it's dangerous? We can't have people talking this way. We shall decide. Of course not. Of course not. It's the obvious double standard. Now it's all about censorship and silence. Silence! I do that pretty well, don't I? Silence! You like it? How about this? One more thing. Frank Luntz, among the discredited pollsters in America that were blatantly wrong again about the election. Blatantly wrong in all the key swing states. I wonder how that could be. How could they be wrong in all the swing states? Interesting. They just can't figure out, can Frank and his friends, why so many people continue to be with Donald Trump. If the election were held today, almost all of them would still vote for Donald Trump again. Here's a clue, Frank. You just don't get it. You don't get it at all. Bite eight, Frank Luntz.
91% of those who voted for Donald Trump on Election Day would vote for him again. And this is a poll that was done on Monday, just 48 hours ago. And it's astounding. And only 5% would switch their vote from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. And I got two more numbers for you. 67% believe that if the votes were counted accurately and fairly, Donald Trump would have won. And the most staggering of all, 78% believed that the election was rigged and stolen. So you've got a segment of the American people, a large segment, that do not trust our electoral process and are just so angry that they feel like the country's drifting away from them.
You don't get it, Frank. It's okay. Listen to this program. You might figure a thing or two out. Back in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Pure Michigan Water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
It's time to go on the court with Johnny Kane.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of action and excitement because it's a day for winning. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com. From start to finish, the Pistons put together their most complete game of the season on Saturday with a 20-point win in Miami. Leading the way for the 11th straight game was Jeremy Grant. He has proven himself to be a bona fide number one scoring option, which is why they signed him from Denver. But more than that, he's proven himself to be a legitimate two-way player. 24 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 blocks, and 2 steals. As the season goes along, Grant is sure to get more attention from opposing teams, but the early returns have been there. Speaking of returns, Derrick Rose back in the lineup after missing the last two with knee soreness. He contributed 23 points off the bench, flashing that vintage D-Rose explosiveness. Same two teams lock up in a Monday matinee in the end. Pistons at Heat at 3 o'clock.